الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. دوشي بالله. Respected brothers, inshallah, just to continue from where we left off in the last session, we were discussing some of the most important events that had taken place in the battle of Badr, the first battle, Ghazwa in Islam, which the Quran describes as Yawmul Furqan. As I mentioned in the last session, that this was not something that was pre-planned by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but whatever happens, happens by the wish and command by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mushrikeen in Makkah came with a massive strong army from Makkah al-Mukarramah to aid Abu Sufyan. And Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mujahideen companions were only 313 in number. Very simple, 70 camels, a few swords, two horses, in comparison to a strong army, an army that was armed to the teeth, and all the famous warriors of Mushrikeen Makkah were also in that army. The only person who was absent was Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab was the only man who was not in the army. He stayed back in Makkah al-Mukarramah, but everyone else, all the elite leaders, were there, and both the armies, the believers and the disbelievers, met in the area of Badr. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in a tent. A tent was prepared for Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam on one side, where he could view everything that was to occur in the battle, and he would give mashwira to some of the companions whatever strategy he would want to implement in the battle. And the only man guarding the tent, the khaymah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala an. This was quite a unique battle, in a sense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also mentioned this in His beautiful kalam. In fact, the word Badr is also mentioned in the Quran, the word Badr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Ali Imran, وَلَقَدْ نَصَرَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِبَدْرٍ وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. And remember the time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you victorious at Badr. وَأَنْتُمْ أَذِلَّةٌ is حال میں کہ تم بے سرو سامان تھے. This is the tarjuma I remember that our ustaz, when we were in madrasa, this is the word what he said, Besaro Saman. Wa antum azilla. And azilla means when you were weak, you had nothing with you. Fattaqullah. Allah says to the companions, so fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of fear? It means that make sure that taqwa is with you at all times. La'allakum tashkurun, and be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who will help you. Now here, something that the Muslims were not ready, and A massive army just comes in Madinatul Munawwara, taking advantage of the situation. Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was there taking mashwira from the companions, and on the eve of Badr, when that the fight was to take place the next day, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stayed awake all night making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these are the verses that were revealed to Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam. Glad tidings were given to him. Is taqulu lil mu'minina allan yakfiyakum an yumiddakum rabbukum bi 3,000 min al malaikati munzalin. Allah says to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam that remember when you were saying to the believers that is it not enough for you that Allah is to help you and aid you with 3,000 angels? How many angels? 3,000 angels. Now the mushrikeen came with 1,000. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping the believers, the muttaqeen, the muslimin with how many angels? 3,000. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave glad tidings to the believers that 3,000 angels will come to help the Muslimin. Later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayat, Bala in tasbiru, but if you are patient, watattaqu, and you become muttaqi, you have taqwa even in the battlefield, وَيَعْتُوكُمْ مِنْ فَوْرِهِمْ, and when you see the kuffar rushing towards you to fight you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you with 5,000 malaika, musawwimeen, and all of them will be marked. So when you are at battle, you have a special uniform. So the angels will have their own uniform. So on one hand, Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam was promised 3,000, then an increase of another 2,000. So a total of 5,000 malaika angels would be there to help you. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a smile on his face. And he said just before the fight, Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers were a bit tired, and they did not sleep, like a snooze that had taken place, and straight away the believers woke up. This is Basharat, glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will protect them and victory is for the Muslimin. Later on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا جَعْلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرًا. Allah does not need angels. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power that only 313 of the mujahids, the companions, are enough for 1,000. But this is just for them as an assurance, as glad tidings, so that when they see some of the angels there with them, it will increase their iman and their love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بُشْرَى لَكُمْ وَلِتُطْمَئِنَّ قُلُوبُكُمْ بِي, and so that your hearts are at peace. Allah says وَمَا النَّصْرُ إِلَّا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, but help is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not need angels, but this is just a form of assurance. Al-Aziz al-Hakim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is almighty and all-wise. It is said that in the fight, some of the companions described the scene, and they said that the enemy was in front of us. As we would lift up the sword to strike him, that enemy, the opponent, was down on the floor, dead. And not just dead, it is said that smoke, so when you burn something, the smoke and the ashes that are there, smoke was coming out from inside the body as if something is burning inside. The Mufassireen say that the reason for that is the swords and the weapons that the angels were holding, the angels brought that down from Jahannam to kill them. So it was very, very extremely hot, and it was hot because it was burnt into the fire of Jahannam. And so smoke was coming out from their body, and instantly everybody was killed. It is said that on the day of Badr, Shaitan also came in a human form, and he came and he said to the mushrikeen that, don't worry, my support is also with you. My support is also with you. That is why it is said that many a times you will notice that jinns can intervene in a person's life. And so you have the good jinns, the Muslims, the believing jinns, and then you have the kuffar. You have jinns that are Christians, you have jinns that are Jews, you have jinns that are Hindus, you have jinns that are atheists, and they dislike Islam, just like how you have human beings, people who have different religious identity. So you have both. From this verse of the Quran, we see that the shaitan, the jinn, came and he said to the kuffar that I will be standing shoulder to shoulder with you. Ye kaun tha? Shaitan. So I will be close to you, so not to worry, we will defeat the Muslimin. Allah says, وَإِذْ زَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described here the jinn as shaitan, and that when the shaitan, what he did, that he made the evil deeds seem good, fair for them, and he said to them, وَقَالَ لَا غَالِبَ لَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ مِنَ النَّاسِ. You will defeat everyone today. وَإِنِّي جَارٌ لَكُمْ. And I am your neighbor. I am very, very close to you. I will fight with you. Mushrikeen Makkah did not recognize this person, but he was a very powerful person. As if he was the head of one tribe and he himself was to come with his own private army. So they were very, very confident that we have 1,000 strong men and we have this other person coming to aid us who we don't even recognize. But it is said that when he came to the Maidan of Badr, and Allah says, فَلَمَّا تَرَاءَتِ الْفِئَتَانِ نَقَصَ عَلَىٰ قِبَيْهِ وَقَالَ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكُمْ. When he saw the angels, he said, I don't even recognize you. Who are you? I have to go back. وَإِنِّي جَارٌ لَكُمْ. And now he says, إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّنْكُمْ. I am free from you. So the mushrikeen said that you were with us, you have a strong army. How come even before the fight you are running away? They are only a few hundred in number and you say that we have no power to fight them. So what he said, he says, إِنِّي أَرَى مَا لَا تَرَوْنَ. He said that the jinn said to the mushrikeen that what I see with my eyes you can't see. Inni ara, he could see the angels. So he says, Inni ara ma la tarawna, what I can see you can't see. Inni akhafu Allah wallahu shadidul iqab. And he said that I fear Allah that I will be punished. I will be punished. So here, even though the shaitan says I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is to fear Allah to save his kin, and one is to have iman on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Two different things. So it's not about iman. He just wants to save himself. He knows that the angels are here. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed with every human being an angel who is hafaza, who is hafaza angel. And that angel is there to protect insan. If the hafaza were not there, then it would be very difficult for insan to walk on the face of this earth. Jinns are very, very powerful and they would kill all human beings. So when they see the hafaza, they change the direction. Even if they wanted to do something, it was difficult for them because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected insan with malaika, with angels that surround him. So alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Khalikun Nas. He has created insan, he has created jinn, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects insan. And both are mukallaf. Both have to follow the sharia of Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. So this was a unique battle where we had believers, disbelievers. You had on one side malaika, angels that came, and you also had with the kuffar, shayateen, who were there prepared to fight the Muslimin. It is said that Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf, who was Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf? A very wealthy man. A very wealthy man. Subhanallah. But when the companions had wealth, my respected brothers, that would not change their personality or their character to the slightest. In fact, it would increase them in the iman. Today, what happens when someone hasn't got money, and if Allah blesses him with money, if he hasn't got money and Allah blesses him with money, and he gets a good sports car and a good house, then you see his attitude changes completely. He is then not walking on the face of this earth, he is up there in the heavens. His thinking is different. His talking becomes different. His character changes, everything changes. SubhanAllah. For the wealth that Allah has given him, he does not realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test him. But everything changes. وہ بھوت اس کے اندر سوار ہو جاتا ہے, پھر اس کو ختم کر دیتا ہے. حضرت عبد الرحمن بن عوف was a multi-millionaire billionaire of his time. He whilst in مدینہ المنورہ he owned houses in Syria and in other parts of the Arab world. Such a businessman, he had so much money. He said that when he passed away, all of the wives got so much money, and so much more was given to the Mujahideen of Badr who survived, and their family members. So Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf was there, and close to him were two young boys standing on the right and on the left. So Hazrat Abdul Rahman peeped on his right and left, and he said that, oh my two young boys, now when you are fighting a very powerful army of the mushrikeen who have fought for their entire life, generations have passed in fighting for them. So when he saw the two boys on the side, right and left, he said that it's going to be difficult today, because if you have someone on your right and on your left, someone who is brave, strong, powerful, he can support you and he can cover you well when you are fighting. So the two young boys, lads, chote bachche, naujawan, they said to Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf, uncle, can you tell us who Abu Jahl is? And Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf was shocked. Today our youth go crazy on Beckham. On Beckham. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. And not realizing that some of these football players are even racist. And they hate you. And they hate you because of your deen. And they hate the sight of you. When they see you with your beard and your amama, they dislike you. But yet, we adore them. Compare the youth of Leicester 2005 and compare the youth in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the love they had. So the two young boys, both of them, said that, can you tell us who Abu Jahl is? So Abdul Rahman bin Auf was surprised. He says, what do you want to know who Abu Jahl is? He says, uncle, we have heard that he has disrespected Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we come in this battle of Badr with this intention that both of us will kill him with our own hands. We will kill him, we will finish him off. Abdul Rahman bin Auf was shocked to see that love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam pouring out from such young boys, companions, Sahabi Rasul, and the strength, the valor and power and the courage that was there. And he says, as I was looking at them, I noticed that Abu Jahl with his arrogance was on his horse. And on his horse looking at the line of the kuffar, the rows of the kuffar, and making sure that everyone is ready. So he said to the two boys, come close to me, look, this is Abu Jahl. And the minute Abdul Rahman bin Auf pointed at Abu Jahl, it is said that the two boys rushed at him. Hazrat Abdul Rahman bin Auf was in tears. This is the level of iman that these two boys had. What was I thinking in my heart, and what these two boys turned out to be?
And he said,
he was crying. He said, look at the power they had. They went right in front of Abu Jahl. One of the brother attacked the horse. When the horse was down, Abu Jahl came down. And whatever they had, both of them got together. And they injured Abu Jahl severely. And I use the word injury was given to him. Why? Because it is said that he was knocked down unconscious, and the two boys thought that they have killed him. So when they looked at Abu Jahl, they smiled and they said, Alhamdulillah, we have done what we promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mission has been completed. This was the iman. They ran quickly without thinking twice. And they attacked as if everything was pre-planned, how they are going to attack Abu Jahl. And he knew exactly how Abu Jahl would fight. And as if they had trained already for all this. It is said that Abu Jahl closed his eyes and blood was coming out from his body. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, who was very, very skinny, very slim, very soft also, but he was a mujahid. It is said that once he climbed up a tree to break off one branch, and Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and some of the companions, when they saw the legs of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, they started to laugh. Because Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was very slim and the legs were not as muscular as some of the other companions, and some of them laughed. And when they laughed, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud did not like that. Huzur alayhi salatu was salam was there, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said on behalf of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud that you laugh at the legs of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an. But if Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala an's body and his iman and his taqwa is greater than the mountain of Uhud, that you are just looking at the legs of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. So one is to be muscular, my respected brothers, and one is to have that courage. Hamare yahan in Darul Umbari, when we were studying, a classmate of mine, whose name was Maulana Shoaib Ashik, he lives in Coventry. When you see Maulana Shoaib Ashik, he again was very, very slim, very skinny, very slim, but again, always exercising. And it seemed that when he came to madrasa, he did more exercise than mashallah, the maqsad that he came over. But he's an alim, mashallah, and a good alim. Every time in the holidays, he would opt to do night duty in the madrasa at that time in the 1980s, 1985. Things were very difficult in Darul Umbari at that time. So you had a lot of the neighbors who were racist, and they would come and smash the windows. So Maulana Shoaib Ashik was a single man who would come and who would stand there with a simple stick right in the on the front entrance, and he would make sure that not a single window was broken. And if anybody did anything, he would run a mile to make sure he gets those the perpetrators. And he said that once he came to Ramsbottom, that's the village down Darul Umbari. And there were a few young youth, non-Muslim whites, looking at him. So he actually stopped, and there were about 6-7 people, strong. So when you see Maulana Shoaib Ashik, he's very slim. But again, the courage that he had. So he said to them that, all of you are looking at me, what I will do is I will give you my photo. And he took out his photo and gave it to them. So this is who he was, very strong. Very cheeky, but that iman was there. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, and though he was skinny, not that muscular, but he was a mujahid. So Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, don't look at the flesh and the legs of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud that you laugh at him. And the honor Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him, that in that open area where Abu Jahl was on the ground bleeding, he noticed that Abu Jahl opened his eyes. He blinked, opened his eyes. Quickly he took his sword and got on top of Abu Jahl, and he put the sword on the neck, and Abu Jahl then opened up his eyes, and he looked, and he knew that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he recognized Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, Muhajir, and he said to him, because Abdullah ibn Mas'ud was again slim and short, not very strong, so Abu Jahl says, "Oh, Abdullah, do you know who you are sitting on? Don't you think it is an honor for you to be on top of me?" Allahu Akbar. The takabbur, the arrogance, the pride. Ruh is coming out from his halak, but yet he's not saying La ilaha illallah. That is why Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the Fir'aun of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam is nothing compared to my Fir'aun. Why? Because Fir'aun at the end said that I want to bring Iman on the Rabb of Musa alayhi salam, but it was the time of Sakarat, so Allah did not accept. So Abu Jahl is saying to him that if you want to cut my throat, then do me a favor, cut my throat not from the top part but from the lower section of my throat. Cut me from here so that if victory is with the Muslims, with you, when they see my head is big and at a high position as compared to the different heads that you cut. So make sure you cut my head with my throat there, complete. This was the takabbur and arrogance. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, and to kya kar diya usko? Khatam kar diya. Subhanallah. All this took place in battle of Badr. And 70 of the elite leaders were killed, and 70 of them were captured. Now these were Qurayshi people, shocked. When news broke out to the people of Makkah, women came out of Makkatul Mukarramah, started to cry. Abu Lahab went out of his sense, he did not know what to do. All the leaders, Muslims have won, 313 have beaten a strong army, and prisoners were captured. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is doing mashwira. Hazrat Sa'ad bin Mu'az is sitting there. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to him, "Sa'ad, what is your opinion?" And he says, "Ya Rasulullah, I think we should execute them." Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an was there. And says, "Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala an, what is your opinion of the prisoners?" And Abu Bakr Siddiq was very soft. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Hazrat Abu Bakr's heart is so soft, that there is no heart as layyin in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam like Abu Bakr Siddiq. And he says, "Ya Rasulullah, I wish my opinion is that you grant them freedom, and obviously with the money as ransom for their freedom. And when they see you, inshaAllah, Allah will give them guidance. So I have hope that if they see you, Allah will give them guidance." As Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was there. Hazrat Umar said, "Ya Rasulullah, I think that my relatives who are kuffar should be given to me. The relatives of Abu Bakr Siddiq should be given to him. The relatives of Hazrat Ali should be given to Hazrat Ali. And all the believers should kill and execute the disbelievers to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that our love for Allah is greater even though they are related to us." So relations must kill their own relatives. And there were also other opinions. As Abdullah ibn Rawaha said that we should dig up a trench and set that ablaze and throw all of them inside. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard the opinion and he said that my verdict is that I go by the opinion of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq that we should show a bit of leniency and give them freedom. And give them freedom after the ransom money that they give us. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, and he also said that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is like Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, who were soft in their hearts. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an is like Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam and Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam, who said, "Allah, don't even make sure that the flood comes and destroys all the people here." He cursed them, but dua devi. He said Hazrat Umar is like that. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then revealed the ayat that ma kana lin nabiyyi wal ladhina amanu that it does not befit a Nabi that Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's fasla was that grant them freedom. Allah's wish was that all of them should be killed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if punishment was to come, then all of them would be punished. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not wish that. Obviously, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. But the muhaddiseen say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted the decision of Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala. And so the Quran here again takes a hard stance on the kuffar. Why? Because they would have done the same thing to the Muslimin. If Muslims were caught, that is what they would do, the same thing. Subhanallah al-Azim. So in Shari'at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the believers, Mujahideen, that freedom, that if the Qazi, whatever he decides, whether to free them or whether to punish them, that will be at the discretion of the Qazi, who is the Amir of the Muslimin at that time. But these were some of the important events that had taken place in the Battle of Badr. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and played an important role. Why? Because he was always with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The most difficult position in the Battle of Badr was given to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Durr Shaykh Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك اللهم لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك وعظيم سلطانك اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة في الدين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت وبارك لنا فيما عطيت وقنا شر ما قضيت إنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك وإنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تبارك ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام نستغفرك ونتوب إليك وصلى الله على النبي الكريم اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك. اللهم إنا نسألك من رزاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من غضبك والنار سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.